a little bit before the middle of the Yomid, Iboy Elohu, Bitl Mekach L'Rabbono. Bitl Mekach is Lo'ilam Choyzer, Oiduma Bechdei, Sheyare L'Tagar, Oilakoyboy. What is the din Bitl Mekach according to the Chachamim? Adikabi Choyzer, is it Lo'ilam? Oiduma Bechdei, Sheyare L'Tagar, Oilakoyboy. God, I saw Nater Shmuel, he wants to say, could be the Tzdodei Ashai La'arm, if the din of Bitl Mekach is a Svarev, or it's from the Chidushim of the Parsha of Eino. If it's from the Dinei Eino, the Parsha of Eino, the Parsha of Eino, we have a Shir at Sheyare L'Tago. Could be Bitl Mekach. I know not from the Parsha of Eino. It's a Svar already. We'll see in Taisvis. So it could be this is nothing to do with the Parsha of Eino. If it was overcharged more than the Shtus, so this is nothing to do with the Parsha of Eino. So therefore this is Din Lo'ilam Bukhaisa. That's the Shail of the Gemara. Vim timtza loima bechdei sheyare letago elekoivoi. If you will say that there's only a shir bechdei sheyare letago elekoivoi, ma'ike ben shtus liyeser al shtus. What is the difference between a shtus and more than a shtus? This shir applies by a shtus also. So the Gemara says ike de ilu shtus. Mishen is anechayza. By Eshtus, so only the one who was nisane has a schus chazore. Beilu yeser al shtus, shneim chayza. But now we have a shayla, this man, till when can both be chayza? Is it in lo'ilam b'chayza? What sheyare letag? Toshma. So the Gemara wants to be pushed at this shayla, from the Tagreilut, Chozru Ledivrei Chachamim. First I heard that Rav Tarfon says that Mishtus Atshlish has a din of a shtus, and then they were very samchu Bedivrei Rav Tarfon. And later, they heard that Rav Tarfon holds that Kol HaYayim Uchayza, so then, Chozru LeDivrei Chachamim. So the Gemara says, Yamret Bishloime Bitl Mekach LaRabbonon Bechdei Sheyare LeTago Elekoivoi. If we will say the first Mahalach, that Bitl Mekach is also Bechdei Sheyare LeTago Elekoivoi. Ula Rav Tarfon, Kol HaYayim, Mishim Hochi Chosru. So now we can understand why they were Chosru. Let us see Rashi. Im Timtza Loimar, the Gemara wants to say now, if you will say that the Shir of Bitl Mekach is at Sheyare LeTagar, so what is the difference between shtus and yesam shtus? Kloima, in bos loima that the shir is at sheyare pshita de loilam chayza di bechdei sheyare ma'ike. So the Gemara says no, there's a difference. Ike de ilu shtus kinami amrinen tavayu bechdei sheyare adain yesh chilek ze b'neim. So the Gemara says, now if we will say that the Shir is Bechdei Sheyare, Mishim Hochi Chosru. So now Rashi explains what was the Samchu and what was the Chosru. Mikore Kishovel Luhu Rab Tarfon Yeser Al Shtus Eino. Rab Tarfon said, Yeser Al Shtus is a Din Eino. פייקשטוס, דלרבונון ביטל מקח, ולא הרחיב זמן החזרה. So what was the simcha? Samchu bishtus atzma, the mechila la'alta kedamor. So they were sameach with ashtus. That means, ashtus, the Gemara had said before, that what Talfin says, mishtus vatshlis is a din of ashtus, that means, yes, a mishtus atshlis is a din of ashtus, is a din of eino. But ashtus alone is a din of poches mishtus, that's mechila. So, in the beginning, when they heard that Rav Talfin says mishtus ba'at shlish is a din of ashtus, that's mishtus, yes a mishtus. Is kishavulu Rav Talfin yes a ashtus eino, de la rabona bitl mekach v'loi hichiv zman ha'chazor. He said also, this man is atziyara letaga, somehu bishtus atzma. So they were sameich bishtus atzma, the mechilo la'alta kidamor. So they were sameich with ashtus, v'chihoda omalu kol hayoim. But the minute he told them kol hayoim, chazru. So then they were chazru, the hechmer lahem b'yeser ashtus. That means so came out the whole yeser from ashtus to lashlish. He said yev kol hayom lachzer. And the chachamim hold that the shir is only b'chdei sheyara letaga. Upogam lahem yeser mima shehishbicham b'shtus atzman kedefrishis. So Memele, the loss was greater than the gain. That means there are many oifanim that from a yeser mishtus till a shlish. So in this whole area, according to the Chachamim, you can only be chayzer b'chdei sheyare. According to Rav Talfin, you have a whole day. So in this whole area, it's worthwhile the Chachamim over Rav Talfin, because you only have, let's say, a 2-hour period to be chayzer. Rav Talfin says you have a whole day. What do you have according to Rav Talfin that ashtus is a mechila? So one case you have is a mechila, ashtus is a mechila, but all the, from ashtus till shlish, the Chachamim are giving you a short zman to be chayzer, but they say yare letago, and Rav Talfin says the whole day. So we understand very well. He says, in the beginning they held that the shir b'chdei sheyare, they both agree. So Memele, so Rav Talfin is being moisiv that ashtus is a mechila. So forget, whatever the Chachomim give them, Rav Talfin gives them also, plus ashtus is a mechila. So there was some chubidivrei Rav Talfin. The minute Rav Talfin said, Bahim the shir is kol hayoim, so even though they have this somchu b'shtus atzma, but listen, but from ashtus to lashlish, all these cases, they're gaining according to the Chachomim, and they're losing according to Rav Talfin. So Mamela, that is if we hold that the shir chazore by bitl mekach is b'chdei she yare letago, so then we understand the targa lut. But let's go back to the Gemara. Eli amrit bitl mekach l'rabbonon lo'ilam chayzer. But if you're going to say bitl mekach lo'ilam chayzer, so according to the rabbonon, you can always be chayzer. There's no time limit. Bitl mekach lo'ilam chayzer. Amai chazur bedivre Rav Talfin. So what did Rav Talfin say? Rav Talfin said, a whole day can be chayzer. So Rav Talfin is better than the Chachamim. They say lo'ilam chayzer, and he says, it has a din I know, and kol hayoyim. Amai chazur bedivre Rav Talfin nechel utvei. The kamash v'lo I know, kol hayoyim, v'su loy. So memele, so why were they chazru? That's the Gemara's eye. So the Gemara answers, Bittul mekach loy shriach. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Ela yamrit loy lam chayzom, but if you'll say loy lam chayzom, nehei nami dishtus atzmo. Now all of a sudden Rashi says that the Gemara here was chayzer, and the Gemara holds that Rav Tarfin holds nishtus va'ad shlish as a din of aino. Ashtus also is a din of aino. Ashtus is not a mechila. Ashtus is a din of aino. So l'chayre, so be'etzem, when Rav Tarfin said that kol hayoyim, so kol hayoyim includes from shtus till shlish. Now, from over a shtus till shlish, he's doing better than the chachamim. The chachamim said, lo'ilam u'chayza. By shtus, he's doing worse than the chachamim. He said, kol hayoyim. And they hold that shpichdei shiyara letaga, because ashtus is a shireino. So now, Rashi's going to, so what's the Gemara's problem? Eli amrit lo ilam chayza, nehei nami dishtus atzmo mashmi luhu aino kerabono, that he holds shtus is aino like the rabono. So lechayra this asvore to say that they were chayzer because of ishtus. So Rashi says, so the high domer leel somchu bishtus atzma shinuye de cheka have mishum simcha de mikori de kashlam b'may somchu. Before, that what the Gemara said, that according to Rav Tarfin, ishtus is a din of pochas mishtus, we had to say this, or else we didn't understand what was the somchu. If the Shir Chazore by Yesem Ishtus is Bechdei Sheyare, and the Shir Avino is Bechdei Sheyare, so what was the Samchu with Rav Tarfin? So then we had to say that what Rav Tarfin said, Mishtus Atshlish is a din of Oino, means Yesem Ishtus, but Shtus Atzmo is a Mechila. But that's a Doichik to say this in Rav Tarfin, but we had to say this if we hold that the Shir Chazor of the Chachomim is Bechdei Sheyare, so we have to figure out Bamai Samchu. So we said the Samchu was Shtus Atzma. But now that we are saying that the Shir Chazor according to the Chachomim, the Shir Chazor according to the Chachomim is Lo'ilam, so now we don't have to say, so now we can say Poshet. So the Samchu was, because in the Havamina they held those was Bechdei Sheyare Letago, so it's Gemaldik. So the Samchu we can understand, we don't have to say the Samchu was Shtus Atzmon Atzimachila. We could say the Samchu is Yesam Ishtus, according to the Chachomim, it's Yechayzer Lo'ilam, it's Bitl Mekach, and according to Rav Tarfin, it's Aino, it's Bechdei Sheyare. So the Shedrich Sheyare Letaga. So now the Gemara asks, Afilu we will say, that Rav Tarfin holds the Shir is not Bechdei Sheyare Letaga. The Shir is Kol Hayoyim, but Kol Hayoyim is still better than Lo'ilam. So why was it chazru? That's what Rashi says. Aliyamut loylam chayzerim nehei nami dishtus atzma mashviluhu eino kerabona lechayre. Now we will say that he was machmer in shtus. Da'idom ala el somchu bishtus atzma shtui lechayka habe mishum simcha demikor dekashlam b'may somcha. והשתה אמרת לי, ונאו, אי קוצאי דסימחי מקורם, משם בתרומקחו. תאהבו את הרבונו לא אילום, לרטלפן לא יסבורם בכדי שיירה. כדין אינו דרבונו. So ממילא, so now I don't have to say that רב טלפן holds that שטוס as a din of a מחילה. So כיהודו אמרו כל היום, so that's the Gemara's question. Kihoda omalu kolayoyim akati simche ike. There's still a simche. He's still better than the chachomim. The larabonon lo'ilom ularabtalfon kolayoyim v'suloy. So that means from a shtus till a shlish, abtalfon is much better than the chachomim. You're right. By a shtus, he's worse, because by a shtus he holds kolayoyim, and they hold that shiara letaga. But this whole, from a shtus, from over a shtus till a shlish, he's much better than the chachomim. Is habei hu shvach shemashbiach rabtalfen b'yesel a shtus mi pgam shepoigim b'shtus atzmo. They could be careful not to make an enova shtus. So nimzu mistaken b'shel rabtalfen kol eino sheyeser al shtus. So why was it something? Why was it chosel? That's the Gemara's kasha. Why was it chosel? So the Gemara answers, Bittel mekach oi shriach. Ben shvach ze choshev lehem bemidi del oi shriach. Now the Gemara was machadish now that I know of a bittel mekach is loi shriach. Ben shvach ze choshev lehem bemidi del oi shriach. Vechi mikri vahavi nami afilu yilhev oi no yesa mishtus. הרי נוסן לא ישוס כל היום לחסר, ורויב הנמלוכים נמלוכים בוי ביום, הלכך פגם דשטוס עצמו עודיף לו. Now, let us understand what the Gemara is saying. So, the Gemara is saying, before, let us just, without being done the lotion of the Gemara, the Gemara asked Akasha, why was it Chazru? That means like this, if you look at the whole picture, according to the Chachomim, Ashtus is Bechdei Sheyara Letaga, Yesam Ashtus is a Chazor Eloilo. So you hear from Yesam Ashtus till Ashlish, Chazor Eloilo, which is Shreklach. According to Rav Talfon, after the Chazor, Ashtus is Koloyoyim, which is worse than the Chachomim, but from a yeser mishtus to a shlish, it's only kolayoyim. It's not more than that. So that was the Gemara's kasha. So in this area, in yeser mishtus, at shlish, he's still better off than the chachamim. Why was it chosel? That was the Gemara's kasha. Now, the Gemara's teretz was, so I got news for you. Yeser mishtus number one is lo shchiyach. So the guy, this happens once in, I mean, to be able to nar up a customer, yes, a mishtus, is loishriach, number one. And number two, a filu, when it does happen, did he nar up a customer, yes, a mishtus, but he gives the whole day to be chayza. If you have the whole day to be chayza, he'll be chayza. If you have ready a whole day to be chayza, roivanim lochim, they have charotten all day. So this, what he said, yeser mishtus, you have a whole day to be chayza, that's nothing. That means it rarely happens, and when it happens, you don't derive any benefit from it. So an ishtus can happen, and ishtus they have, and he says, this is the Gemara's teretz. This is the Gemara's teretz. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, I had a shtickle problem with this. Baruch Hashem, I found the Shita asks the Kash. I won't go into the teretz, but I'll just mention the Kash. Before they knew that Raptafen holds kol hayoyim. Samchu b'da Raptafen. What would they samchu b'da Raptafen? What is Raptafen better? Because Raptafen, so they hold, he holds the shir's b'chdei sheyare. He holds the shir's b'chdei sheyare. So what did they gain from Raptafen? If Lemaisa, you're telling me that Yesem Mishtus is lo shriach, Yesem Mishtus, it doesn't happen. So what's the Samchu b'darab talfen? What is the Samchu b'darab talfen? He said the Shir's b'chdei sheyar. So what's the Samchu? But it never happens. Yeah, it's lo shriach. What's the whole deal? What's the Samchu? What did they gain from Rav Talfen? So Kochoch the Ike Teretz is the second Teretz. If you say Kol Ayoyim, so you don't Kol Ayoyim and Loilam is the same thing. If you give the Minisane Kol Ayoyim to be Chayza, he'll be Chayza. If you give him 2 hours to be Chayza, so it could be the 2 hours will do other things, and then so you can chaparai. If you give him the whole day to be Chayza, to be Chayza. So Memele, so Lechere, between you and me, the Gemara should have answered as follows. Not what the Gemara answers, Yesem Ishtus Leishrich. If Yesem Ishtus Leishrich, so what was the Simcha to begin with? Why were they happy with Rav Talfen? The whole happiness with Rav Talfen was Yesem Ishtus. And then, if it's Leishriach, so what's it to happen? This never happens. It's very rare. So Al Kochach, the Iker Teretz is, that kol ayoyim in lo'ilam is the same thing. So that's what the Gemara should have said. That's the main terms. You can't say lo'ishchiach. Lo'ishchiach alone, if it's lo'ishchiach and that alone is a teretz, so what was the samchu to begin with? The whole samchu was, because yes, in Mishtus, he says, b'day sheyare le'tage, and chum say lo'ilam. So what? But that never happens. It happens once in a million years. So what's the samchu? So Kochach the Iker Teretz is the second Teretz. The Iker Teretz is that the Iker Teretz is Aganus for you. Chazore Kol Hayoyim and Loilam are the same thing. So that's what the Gemara should have answered. So that the Shita asks on Rashi, and he says Achel. But I'll upon him. But in Yisod, that is the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara's Teretz is that Rashi puts it into two things. It's Leishchiach, and when it does happen, you're not gaining anything, because Chazor Kaloyim and Chazor Laloyim is equal. It's not called the Hanot. Let's go a little further. Omar Rav. Now Rav is going to start. We had so many Shilas. Omar Rav. Hilchis, we'll learn the Gemara the way Rashi learns. Poches Mishtus Nikne Mekach. That means that it's a Mechila Lauta. It's finished. Poches Mishtus Nikne Mekach, and it's a Mechila, and finished. Yoyser Al Shtus Bittel Mekach. Shtus Kone Umachzer Oino. Now this is not like the Mishnah that says further by Shtus Yode Alol Yoine. That was Rabbi Yehuda Anosi. That's the next Mishnah that the Rabbi Yehuda Anosi holds that by Shtus Yode Alol Yoine, if he wants he could be Chayzev of the Mecca, and if he wants he could Teveya the Yoino. Rav said, and we'll see this is Rab Nosen Shite, that Shtus Kone Umarzer Eino. Yoyser al shtus is bitl mekach, vize bechdei sheyare letage oy lekoivoy. So now we, upon them, the dust settled, and we were, Rove Paskin, all the shiles which we were clearing about. We had a shaila, if poches mishtus is a mechila la'alt bechdei sheyare letage. So Rove said, hilchis a poches mishtus nikne mekach, and it's finished, and there's nothing what to talk about. It's a mechila lauta. We had a shayla yeser mishtus. It could be chazal la'olam or the bechdei sheyar la'tagel. So here he said, זה וזה, סי שטוס, סי יסם, שטוס בדי שיירה לתג אוילה קרויבוי, סיוס מחיאליסטן, יסם שטוס אוסו בדי שיירה לתג. And the third thing, רובו, was מחדש, דבר שטוס קונה המחזר אינו, not like the mission that says יודה אלו יינה, no, רובו says, it's קונה, but he can be תווי ידה יינו. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Pilchus said, Pochas mishtus nikne mekach laalta. And you can't Monday know it's a mechila laalta. Yeser ashtus botol mekach ushneim chayzim. Shtus kone vein echad mem yochel lachse umachzer eino. Veles lei lerove yodei al yoyne demas nisin. The Mishnah says and afnun alef that by shtus yoda le yaina, but he wants he can be chayzer, if he wants he can be teved, no? The svirelei ke rabnosen de breise, was he later rabnosen de breise, the kaimelon rabnosen dainu, venochis lumke de dine peka bais vali. Ze ve ze, oi no, u bitul mekach. The shir is, bechtei sheyare le tag. This was a member of Rav. Zokte Gemore, now Rav said a psak, Tanya kevosei de Rav. We learned a baraisa like Rav. Oino poches mishtus, nikne mekach. Yeser arshtus, botol mekach. Shtus, kone umarzer oino, divrei Rabbi Nosson. This is Rabbi Nosson. But it's all kaponim in the middle din that shtus is called a marzoi no. It's not yode al yoyne. The misane cannot be chayse from the mecca. Rabbi Yehuda hanosi yoymer yad moiche ala al yoyne. Now Rabbi Yehuda hanosi is speaking about when the moiche was nisane. As he says yad moiche ala yoyne. Rotsa oymali tenli mekri by shtus. I tell you, ma, shani sanid you were, yeah, vizebech day sheyare le tagar oi le kreivot. And the shir, say by shtus, and say by yeshul shtus, is, bech day sheyare le tagar oi le kreivot. Let us see Rashi. Zebezeh, oi no bitl mekach, from before, yad moicha le yoine, im nisana moicha, Who had in him this hand of Lekech? Yad Lekech ala yoyne. Bahani mutmina lo lakam and my deshev mesnisen toni bebreis. Zeve ze, ino obitl mekach. Zogte gemara weiter. Admosai muta laharzer. Now it says, by ino, could be by bitl mekachos lofi emes, ad mose muta lahachzer, ad sheyare letaga oi lekroiboy. Omar Rav Nachman, loishonu elo lekeach. This shir, ad sheyaga letaga lekroiboy, was only said by the lekeach. Why was it said only by the lekeach? Because the lekeach is the mekach. The lekeach bought something. Lekech can go now to a tagger or to a korev and tell him, listen, I bought this, I paid X amount of money, is this the right amount, was I up canal? So the lekech has this shir. He has an opportunity to be chayza, if it wasn't chayza, it's his hard luck, it's a mechila. But the moicha, if the moicha was nisane, let's say the moicha sold it for too cheap. So the Meicher doesn't have such a shear of Ache Yare Letaga Oy Lekroivo. He has nothing but to show. He sold it. So Rav Nachman says, the Meicher can be Chaisel Oylam. The Meicher, we'll see in Rashi. Omar Rav Nachman, Lo Yishonu Elo Lekeach, Avol Meicher Lo Oylam Chaisel. Moicha loylam chayza, because the moicha doesn't have who to show it to. It's old. So memele, so that's why the moicha can be loylam chayza. Let us see what Rashi says. Loishonu bechdei sheyare elo lekeach. Shemekroi biyodoi biyochel areisoi. He has the mekach. He can show it. He can get an opinion. He can find out if he was up to now or not. But moicher she'ein biyodoi malahareis v'limloi. He doesn't have what to show. He sold something. He was up Kanata. The Kerr told him, "Mike, you're charging me so much." Fine, so he sold him cheap. He doesn't. So now, and now he was up Kanata. She'ein biyodoi malahareis v'limloi. Einei makir boi nosoi. So he doesn't realize that he was up Kanata from the Lekeach. Ad she'yire tales acheres kidmuso. Dem keres bedomim yikorim. Till he'll see another talis. He sold one talis, and he sold it for X amount of money. And then he'll see another similar talis that is being sold for more money. Then he has an opportunity. Then, if he's not choyza then, so then it's a mechila taka. That means till he'll see another talis which is equivalent to that what he sold, it can be chayza. When he sees that and he's still not chayza, then it's a mechil. Hilkach la'olam chayza, period. Now, the Rashi adds five more words. Im lo nishyakru taliseis bintayim. Now, we have to know this as shver Rashi. Rashi says, that means so like this. A person sold a talis. He sold a talis. He was, let's say, it was worth 6 sous. He sold it for 5 sous. He was up and out. So Mamela, whenever he'll find out it's really worth 6 sous, till he finds out it's worth 6 sous, it's more. He can always be choyza, till he'll find out that it's worth 6 sous. But what'll happen? Rashi says, if talises jump up, and now they're 8 sous, so then he can't be chayza. That's what Rashi says. Im loy nishakru talises bintayim. If talises jumped up, then he can't be chayza. So we have to understand, mein shmit leit sarasini, not talises, but we have to understand what's pshat in Rashi. So not talises, what not, but he sold a $6 talis for $5. He doesn't know prices. So in Mele, this person has lo'ilam ikim b'chayza, till he'll find out that a talis costs $6. Rashi says, but what'll happen if talises will cost $8, price went up, then he can't be chayza anymore. So the Ritva asks, Afal pishen ishyakru talisis bintayim, lama la yitva inosay mirzach. What does that have to do? That hakaimalon shtus kone umachsereino. Ubiyesa mishtus hoshus biyodai levatal hamekach. So, lechayrem, so what does it have? What lemainaf gemina that talisis went up and now it's worth $8? Why can he be teveya the yaino? He sold a $6 talis for $5. V'yesh oimre. So others want to say this wants to say pshat and Rashi. The kivin shleitova inosay ashen nisyakru. That means he wasn't teveya de aino ashe nisyakru. Now talises are $8 now. All of a sudden he comes, I was up genaut. Zukteritve havade lehiker aino se achshav. Now what, why did he wake up now? He says, I sold you a $6 talis for $5, $4. Why did he wake up now? Now all of a sudden the talises are $8. Vaday lehike eino say achshav. His eino did not come about because he saw in the newspapers talises are $8 now. They went up. Because what does that have to his mechira? His mechira was 5 months ago. Not talises went up. So what does that have to his mechira? Tahashta shenisyakru leke keire. Not atalas or not etalas. Some emailers, so how does that prove that when he sold the talis for $4, he was nesame? Now talises went up. Kilafamim shayoika oila harbe biyachat. So the shaila is, why did he wake up now? Elo koidem lochein hiker umochal uboli tvoya achshav lefisha nisyakal. So that means, that's how the Ramban and the Ritva say Pshat and Rashi, which is a moira de keridish. It's a moira de keridish. That means, I know from nothing between you and me. A person, let's say, he sold a $6 talis for $4. He sold, and it's a din bit to Mecca, he could be chayzer. This was 5 months ago. He didn't say boo. And now, before Talisis would go up, he'll come over to the Lekeach and he says, you know, I just found out that 5 months ago I sold you a talis for $4. The price was $6. You gnawed me up. Give me back the talis. For the money, he has a right to do this. The Moiche has a right to be chayzan the Mekach, but yes, a mishtus. He can do this. And he's Nemo. Where were you till now? I didn't know. I thought it was taka worth $4. Now I just met someone. He told me it's worth $6. Right? So I'm back to talis. But, and I believe him. I can't prove that he's wrong. But the minute talisis went up, all of a sudden talisis went up $8. And now he says, you know, I sold you a $6 talis for $4. Good morning. Where were you till now? So Mamela, so he said, I found out that he sold you a $6 talis for, when did you find out? Because now the leases went up $8. This doesn't tell you what it was 5 months ago. So al kochoch pshat is that I know you were Michael. And that's why till now you kept quiet. Now you see it's $8. Now a talis is worth $8. So now you start to say, well, listen, I have a schus to be chayza. It was a bit of Mecca. Now I'm on back my talis, so you're not Nemo. That's a Mirde Kechidish, according to Rashi, that he doesn't have an Amonis. If I have a Tliya, I can be Toilet, that what he's saying is not true, and that's Mogda, why did he wake up now? So then I'm told that it's not true, I'm told it was a Mechile, then he can't be Chayit. Yeah. Now we're going to go back to the Tagrilut. Avo moicha loilam chayza. Neima mesayile. Chazu ledivrei chachamim. When they heard that Rav Tarfon holds that is chazore kol hayoyim, they were chayza ledivrei chachamim. I amrit bishloime moicha loilam chayza. So, Lachair, the Gemara is going to ask now, Amir de Kekashe. This din of Eino, that you could be Chayza Kol Hayoyim, between you and me, it's a Taiva whoever was Nisane. That means if the Lachair was Nisane, he has Kol Hayoyim to be Chayza. If the Meicha was Nisane, he has Kol Hayoyim to be Chayza. I mean, the whoever was Nisane, the more time you give him to be chayzer, so the better it is for the nisan. So the Gemara says, "Neima mesay lechazul ledivrei chachamim." The tagre lud vachayzul divrei chachamim. So the Gemara says, "Harai terav nachman iyam with bishloim meicha leoylam chayzer." If you say the meicha can always be chayzer, so the tagre lud did not benefit anything from Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon just said Lekeach could be Chayzer, not Bechdei Sheyari is a Kol Hayoyim to be Chayzer. So the Kol Hayoyim was a Toiva for the Lekeach and not for them, because they could be Chayzer Loilo. So Memele, so Kol Hayoyim was a Rot to them. Mishimachi Chazel. Ele Yamrit Moichenami Ke Lekeach Dami. But if you'll say the Moicher has the same guidelines. Like the Lekeach, he could only be Chayzer, Bechdei Sheyare. So now that Rav Tarfon said, Now the Rav Tam said, Yev Kol HaYoyim, so why is this only, why is this a Ro? Now the Kech has more time to be Choyzer. But you also have more time to be Choyzer. Ele Yamed Moich Anami Kilech Domi, May Nav Kilu Mino. So why are they losing from Rav Tavon? Ki Yechid Da Ovdi Le Rabbonon Takanta Le Kech, Och Anami Ovdi Le Rabbonon Takanta Le Moich. That means they're gaining. That means the larger this man is, you could be chayzer. So it's a toive for whoever was nisane. Efet the gemara tagri lud leshchiche detov. No. They were shrewd businessmen. They didn't make tausim. So this toive they have a whole day to be. Don't worry, they'll never get up canal. But that's the last thing on their mind that they'll be up canal. So Memele, so that he was Moisef a day for Chazore, so this was bad for them. Shemochi Chazo, so Tais Vishayhaimo Yom Moichim, Veininenim Bachoves Mana Chazore, Drabtam Shrefel Rabbon Eloilom Choise. Moes Amai Chazo, Dunami Mahani Achoves Mana Chazore, Dito Inu, Nadribu. So the Gemara says, no, that the Tagre Lud, did not need this Zman for Chazore, because they were very shrewd, they weren't afraid they'll be up canal. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Ush bezichnei derami bachome, zovin chamro. The innkeeper of Rami Bachome sold wine, vitor, and he was up canal, he made a mistake, he sold it for too cheap. He was up canal. Askechei, Rami Bachoma found his innkeeper, the Hava Otziv. He was Batzviz. Shemesh Shemai. Omalei, Amai Atzivis. Why are you Batzviz? Omalei, Zvini Chamre, Vitoi. I sold wine and I made a toys. I sold it for too cheap. I got up canal. Amalei Zilodabach, he told him, Evcharotach, when you up good night, you get Evcharotach. Amalei Hoshoi Leyois Mechdei She'er Letaka Eilekreve. It's too late. Already the time passed, Yoise She'er Letaka Eilekreve. Shodrei Lekamei de Rav Nachman, he says, I have a rabbi for you. You go to Rav Nachman, you ask him the Shaila. So Omalei, so Rav Nachman told him, no, Leishana, the Lekeach that has the Chayfetz, he's a Mugbol, and this is man, that till the Shir of Bechdei Sheyare is Mugbol. Avu Moichel Oilam Choyzer, my time, Lekeach, Mekhoi, Biyodo, the Lekeach is the Mecca, Kolech, the Ozu, Machvile, wherever he goes, he can show it to someone. So therefore, we only gave him Azman B'chdei Shiyar L'Taga. V'amrele, and they'll tell him, Ito, Iloito, he has the Chayfetz with him, so he could be Mevara if he was duped or not duped. Moiche d'lei nokat mekhe b'yodei, the Mishramele is vinte kizvinte. That means that the only way he'll be able to find out that he was up canal when he gets a similar article, and then he'll find out what the true price is. V'yode ito, iloito. Sumamele, sal kaponim, Rami Bachome, took away the atzvis from his innkeeper, and shalom ha'yisrael. Anu maise, ahu gavre davenokat varshechi lizvuni. There was a person that was selling silk, bundles of silk. Kori Shite, he said he's selling it for six sous. Vishavi Hamshe, he was with five. So he was selling it for six. The Moicha was selling it a shir eino. That means in Shtus Mois, he was selling it a shir eino. Listen, I have silk for sale, I'm selling it for six sous. Now, listen, if someone was given five and a half, I'll take it,
But the while, you don't start off with 5.5. You're a businessman. You start off with 6. So she said, no. But it's business. So he wanted to get 6. He'll find someone that'll buy it for 6 is Hakol Revach. But between you and me, if someone will offer him 5.5, he'll sell for 5.5. Also, he was shrewd, but there was a lekech that was shrewder than him. For Omar, the lekech said like this, now listen, if I'm going to offer him 5.5, so I sell him for 5.5, so it's a mechila, and finish. So I overcharged the half, I paid him a half a zuz, that's a mechila, and finish, it's good. Atin leishit, I'm going to give him 6. He asking for 6, I'm giving him 6. And then, v'at v'ayledin, then I'll slap him to din teire. I'll give him 6, and then I'll slap him to din teire, and l'maise, he was ma'anami, ashtus, and now I'll get back my zuz. That's called brains. I mean, that's called these, that's good, yeah. Also, lekame de Rov. So they came to Rov. Amalei. So Rov told him, Rabbi, you made one mistake. Loishanu ela belekeich minatada. This shir of Ashtus is only